Celebrate good times. Come on. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your girl Bex, and welcome back to the Race Rundown, following arguably one of the most stressful races I think I've ever watched in my life, from Abu Dhabi. Now, before we start, we have a new number one, ladies and gentlemen. This man right here, Mr. Lando Norris. I know what you're all thinking, but Bex, you had your doubts. Yes, I fully did have my doubts. I was terrified. I was freaking out the entire race. But we're here, ladies and gentlemen. We have a new world number one in the form of Mr. Lando Bloody Norris. Let's go. And yes, he is taking number one next year. So the first question off the bat, I guess, is what number do we think Max will take? Let me know in the comments. And let's just get straight into it, shall we? The final race of the season. Lando didn't bottle it into the first corner, thank Christ. Lando with Oscar around the outside, there was no defence whatsoever. They were playing the long game for sure. They wanted Oscar Piastri to hold up Mr. Max Verstappen. Russell loses two positions, Hamilton leaving the track to gain an advantage, with Lando Norris being told to go for plan A, which, if you're a Ferrari fan, plan A can be quite stressful, as we all know. So I was terrified. Wasn't a good start from Max, but if anyone can defend, it's him. Oscar is on hards, interesting strats, and could it have been his downfall? Potentially. Lap 8, Hülkenberg is in the pits. Lap 9, Albon pits for Hards and Hamilton in on lap 9. Lap 10, Max, Oscar, Lando is the running order. With lap 14, 5-second penalty for Lawson for driving erratically. Russell boxing lap 15 for Hards, with Lando pitting for Hards on lap 17. Norris went round Lawson and Stroll on lap 19 with an unbelievable move there. Absolutely shit my pants. I was terrified. Tsunoda then had to defend. I then put, not going to happen, much to the disappointment of the Red Bull fan sat next to me. It did not, in fact, happen. And we did, in fact, see Lando making up positions. Max boxing on lap 24 with a 2.3-second pit stop time. Did Lando go completely off the track with Yuki Tsunoda? Now I want to pause here. I think Lando was a very, very lucky boy. A very, very lucky boy. I think if that had happened without Yuki doing what he was doing, there would have been a penalty for Lando for sure. However, I think Yuki being more erratic helped Lando to avoid a time penalty there. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. I said Lando will be getting a penalty for that, and if he doesn't, he's a very lucky boy. I stand by that. Yuki then gets hit with a 5-second penalty and Lando gets away scot-free. Red Bull fans are fuming. Yes, yes, they were. Black and white flag for track limits for Hamilton with lap 35, the running order being Oscar, Max, Lando. Lap 37, Oscar set to pit. Everything was relatively normal from then on. Lap 52 to 53, Oscar is losing time and Lando is pushing. Lap 56, Stroll and Sainz noted for a race incident, if you will, with one lap left, Norris winning as it stands, even though he was in third. We have a debrief after this, by the way, with Callan, who I was watching the race with, and his loving wife Ellie, who are both fans of the show. Shout out to you. I will add this in a second, but I just wanted to say that Mr. Lando Norris, that guy right there with that exact helmet, so that's a good helmet for me to have as a collector's item, let's go, is now champion of the world, let's go. And yes, I did have my doubts, I know, I'm sorry. So so we have a lot to talk about, as well as obviously Lando being champion of the world. So before we do the debrief from the race and you hear some thoughts from me and my friends live after the race, we need to talk about what the fuck is going on. So Yuki is out, as you know, from last week. Turns out Helmut Marko is also out of Red Bull, with potentially Max's race engineer. Potentially Helmut Marko definitely out. Apparently Alonso's having a child, question mark. Oh, there is so much going on in off-track news at the moment that it honestly makes me want to scream. There's just too much going on. And Lando will be taking number one. So what number do we think that Max will give us? Now, I am not gone from your screens, ladies and gentlemen. I will be back in the first week of January. I need a little bit of a break for Christmas, but I will be back in the first week of January for what I like to call the race rundown roundup. Try saying that 10 times fast. We're going to have bloopers. We're going to have the bottle counter, all to be revealed. And we're going to have my funniest press moments of the season. I will try and find some that I can show and we will go from there. So until then, I've been your girl Bex. Have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you for spending this F1 season with me, and I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.